settle in, get comfortable, let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvia Avery.
Hi, I'm Sylvia Avery, and welcome to the Spirits Work Show. Mick and I are spirit mediums, healers, and authors, and for the next hour, we'll be bridging the gap between the physical world and the afterlife when an evolved spirit who last walked the earth in 1723 communicates with us through Mick's incredible gift of deep trance channeling. As usual on the show, spirit guide Gregory Hay will borrow Mick's body to bring us information that will expand our knowledge about life on earth, the universe and other dimensions, and of course the spirit world. On today's show, we're going to be discussing the remarkable things that can be achieved through physical mediumship, and in particular the phenomena of the voice, that is direct voice and independent voice. This may well be something that you have never heard of, that the spirit world can produce audible sound, voices as clearly as I am talking to you now that don't come from the mouth of a medium or the vocal cords of a medium or a person at all, but outside of and away from the medium so that those present in the physical world can hear and communicate with the spirit entity speaking. You may have heard of it as being something that was done in the olden days and think that it is something relegated to past history. Well, it's most definitely not, and we'll be telling you all about it today.
Hello, I'm Mick Avery. As well as the Spirits Work radio show every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on bloginservice.com, we also have another radio show, and that's called Spirit Teaching Radio, and that's on artistfirst.com every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have four books published at the moment: The Spirit Within, Spirit Walks with Gregory, Soul Group, Its Meaning, Magic and Imagery, and Journeys of the Inner Songbird. The first three are available in bookstores from Amazon.com or from our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. Journeys of the Inner Songbird is only from our website. Being a deep trance medium means that I can go into the deep trance state, which, for ease of description, is a little like going to sleep, or maybe having an anesthetic for an operation, and then from that moment I know nothing of what happens until I come back. I have an out-of-body experience and very rarely know where my spirit friends have taken me, although sometimes I do. To me, it's just like I've blacked out, and it can be 2 hours or more that has passed in physical time. So I suppose really kind of what it is that the spirit world, through my development, have been able to engineer this facility, if you like. I have, through my development of meditation, been able to relax and concentrate on absolutely nothing at all, so that thoughts and any incoming information or things that are brought on by my mind in the physical life are able to be stopped. And what actually happens is that the spirit world are able to do this very quickly nowadays using a mechanism they have devised. So that's kind of basically what happens when I go into the trance state. Now, about the spirit people that you may come to hear in this program, the main one is Gregory Hay. And he is the spokesperson for a group of spirits of higher intelligence called the White Cloud Group. And this group consists of eminent scientific minds of all description, along with ordinary people who have all had a physical life at some point in this world. There are also, of course, others present who may have had life on other worlds as well, you know, or even, in fact, spirit who have never had a physical life. And because really that is something that is contiguous with the spirit world. It is full of beings who have not necessarily had a physical life and do not necessarily need to have one either. Anyway, this group have come to try to help us to understand the nature of our existence and hopefully to point us in a more positive direction by helping us to think beyond the constraints of our human minds. They are an educational group responding to a need by those of us who are searching for answers but didn't know who to ask. They are also responding to a need from our planet because it is essential that we change our behavior towards it. They bring information that helps us to look at our world with a different perspective, as well as anything and everything beyond our world. In trying to help us to look at the bigger picture of life, to think outside of the box of our mind, and not just follow each other around like sheep. And this is really the whole purpose of the group. So, bye for now. That's me. I'm going to get myself ready now and go into the trance, to go into the trance state.
Okay, thanks, Mick. Okay. Each week on our show, we have discussions with our spirit friends, and they give us their observations and views so that we can get a different perspective on life, which means having choices and options that we never realized were available to us. We don't follow any religious beliefs or concepts, but believe in everyone's right to their own way of thinking. Our mission statement is to bring truthful information and knowledge through our gifts of spirit to help people enhance their lives and the lives of others and to restore the balance and well-being of the planet. And this means sharing our information with you. And this is what we do every week. And this week we're going to be talking about physical mediumship. In particular, the phenomena of the voice and what we will do is, well, I'll let Gregory discuss most of it, but basically physical mediumship is when evidence is proof of the continuity of life through something that is created in this world in conjunction with the spirit world for everyone who is present to see, hear, touch, or smell, and that is just by those of psychic ability, but everyone and anyone who is present in the room at the time will be able to see or hear whatever it is that is constructed. And it's the voice that we're going to be discussing today. Hello, Gregory.
Hello, dear Ben. Once again, then, it is with the utmost love that we are here, and I am so pleasured and honored, as always, to be present upon this program, this little investigation into the soiree of words of the realism of the ingenuity, if you like, between the spirit world that prevails upon us all, and the physical world that some of us have an inclination to travel to.
Yes, well, thank you very much for coming once again. So what do you think of my little explanation then? I'm sure you'll be able to describe it a lot better.
Yes, well, no, my dear friend, it is quite accurate. Thank you very much.
Okay. So would you like to begin and talk about I presume direct voice or independent voice?
Yes, quite so. Thank you very much. So direct voice then is the thing that we would wish to begin with. This is something that is obviously changing depending upon the harmonic layering that may be present within a specific room, group, or whatever. Direct voice itself is something that is brought about through the patternation of a link of how voice box in the physical sense is created. So it is a copy, if you like, that we in the spirit world are able to manufacture, to bring about so that those of us who are inclined to do so are able to talk directly to those on your side of life who may wish for communication. This is something, as Little Bird Sylvie just said, something that is outside of the physical medium, yet is usually evidence that the physical medium actually may be present. It is something that is brought about through ectoplasm, through the use of ectoplasm. It is something that is brought about with the ability that those in the spirit world who may wish to communicate are able to do so with their own voice. That the voice box, whether the medium is male or female, is able to be transferred from one gender to another. It matters not what gender the medium itself is. You understand? It is something that is completely separate from the medium, because, as I say, the mechanism is all that is copied by the spirit world.
So I think then maybe we should explain what a physical medium is.
Yes. Well, a physical medium then is someone in the physical reality, one of your race, who actually has a different cellular metabolic structure within their own physical personality. This is a reflection of the elements of charms and quarks and the availability of those elements of the cellular structure. Charms and quarks may differentiate between any sets of beings. Most people have a certain number, but rarely some have more than their fair share. And it simply means then that genetically a physical medium is someone who was born that way. It is not something that someone can develop within their lifetime experience. They have to be physically able to approach and commit to that aspect and type of mediumship, as well as also, of course, the actual physicality of doing so. So it means then, dear friend, that a physical being, with the aid of those in the spirit world, is able to use this cellular structure for the benefit of those in the spirit world to be able to once again clothe themselves so that they can actually form themselves in a physical way by materialization. This, I do believe, is something that we will go into in a later program. Mm-hmm. However, what they can also bring about, as we have said, and the description of this show, this program actually depicts, that it is that we are able to produce a voice box, a carbon copy, perhaps, of the one of the medium taken in this instance, and that actually then it is modified somewhat by those of us in the spirit world, the many scientists or those who are actually aware of the apparatus that is being used. And that what happens is that very often this may be in the result of having perhaps one or more voices being able to be maintained, either that usually comes directly from the spirit world, hence the name direct voice. It may well be that from our side of life that we actually have to talk into a kind of a mechanism that is a little like a funnel, and that we have to encourage those on our side of life, loved ones who perhaps want to speak to those in the physical side of life, actually have to encourage them to place their head within the cone itself. And this is so that the voice can then be transmitted into and through the actual physical voice box that we have been able to make and manufacture with the aid of this cellular structure that the physical medium has.
And where will this be? this was obviously going to be attached to the medium somehow.
Yes, quite so. This is actually attached, actually in different ways. It may be that the ectoplasm itself forms a structure from the ear to the nose. And it is a kind of a putty-like structure, but that is actually looks slightly grey to a physical person. That is, it is not necessarily going to be something that will readily be seen. Although I understand and I know that this is a physical structure, but I'm just saying that some people may be able to see it and some may not. It will really depend upon the actual ability of the structure, of the cellular structure of the medium, and also the ability of the harmonization that has been created during the physical seance.
And that really isn't the point anyway, whether you can see it or not, is it?
No,
it's
quite
what
so.
What happens the other end.
Yes, quite so. And that is why it is a physical phenomena, because it is actually structured voices coming from the spirit world and echoing within the physical world that you are then able to hear independent completely of the physical medium.
So the voice box is on the shoulder of the medium?
Yes, quite
if
so.
If it's coming from the ear and the nose, it will be sitting on the shoulder. So
yes.
Where will the voices be coming from?
Well, this actually can depend upon the length and the ability of the trumpet itself that has been manufactured from the cellular structure. So, for instance, it may be that part of the mechanism is from the shoulder to the mouth, and yet that actually what is happening is that the voice is coming from above the room. You understand?
Yes, yes.
And this is because a trumpet has been extended from the back of the neck, from around by the junction of the ear, from the back of the neck, and actually it can extend right up to the height of the ceiling, or however the room, however large the room is.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And so it is as though the spirit world are holding a kind of a megaphone
mm-hmm.
that the voice then speaks through.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has an ability then for the voice to be, as it were, completely almost independent of the medium voice.
Hmm.
It is a strange occurrence in that way. Now, it may well also be that, and I am well aware that there has been some conflict about this, because many people will cite certain individuals as being direct voice mediums, such as Leslie Flint. But in actual fact, in truth and point of fact, from the point of view of the spirit world, Leslie Flint was actually an independent voice medium, which is something that we will discuss a little later on in this program.
Mm-hmm.
So it is to say then that using this direct voice, this is the direction of having an actual physical attachment from the physical medium using their carbon copy of their voice box, and which is linked from the ear to the nose. It may well, of course, also be that this is a similar situation brought about by and through using an actual piece of equipment that has been manufactured in physical life, such as a physical trumpet, which is a physical tone that is structured from one point to another point. It is something that is perhaps placed in front of the medium.
Mm.
Now, it may well be that ectoplasmic rods may be present in the medium's ability to actually alter the cellular structure of the ectoplasm that is produced. This is, of course, again, something else that is helped with those of us in the spirit world to bring about and manufacture.
Mm-hmm. And so So what do these rods look like? I mean,
well,
can you see them?
Yes, absolutely so. You may well be able to see them. It will depend upon, once again, as to whether the medium has been developed and the spirit team have been developed in the use of light or not within this seance, physical seance conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it may well be, of course, that for some, they are not able to do this.
Why is that?
Well, there are many reasons, dear friend. Unfortunately, because of the use of mobile phones at this present time, the way in which these different wavelengths have been utilized, I suppose you could say, in the physical world, it means that it is actually much more difficult to bring about the complexities of physical mediumship, especially direct voice or independent voice at this present time.
Because the wave bands interfere
with what
you're trying to do.
Yes, yes. Absolutely so.
But I thought also that ectoplasm was light sensitive, so how
does
that work in the
yes,
light?
Yes, there is that also. Now, it may well be that the ectoplasm has been able to be coated by the spirit team, that sometimes they will use the coating of chlorophyll that comes from grass or any other green vegetation that may be round about. It is simply just borrowed, and it is coated around the ectoplasm so that it is not actually subject to light that may be present. So, as you can see, it may well be that a physical medium has brought about their development possibly using different forms of light. It may be that they have developed it using red light or green light or blue light even. And such situations have been known to occur. It may well be also that rarely the medium is actually developed in daylight, and this will be obviously that the chlorophyll coating itself will actually be used to coat the ectoplasm and therefore make it so that it is not so light sensitive. It will act as a protective layer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what you will see, a kind of a greenish silk, a green-tinted silk coming from perhaps the solar plexus or from the stomach area of the medium, him or herself, and that this will actually appear as a stiff rod of material, almost like that it has a piece of wood within it.
Mm.
Yet it does not. It is really that the material is able to be utilized by actually reforming the cellular structure in a very regimented way so that it becomes stiffly linked to one another in a cellular structure form.
Gosh. Well, I'd like to say thank you for those who may have just joined us on Spirit's Work. You're listening to Spirit Guide Gregory Hay being channeled by Deep Trance Medium Mick Avery, and we're discussing physical phenomena, the voice in physical phenomena. And I'm Sylvia Avery. Welcome. So this obviously, I mean, it must be a huge scientific task in the spirit world to do all this.
Yes, absolutely so. But of course, it is not only that we are able to do it in the spirit world. What in actual fact, is a point to make is that the actual seance conditions have to be construed in such a way that they will be completely harmonic and completely loving, as that is the energy impulse that allows these situations to be brought about. So it simply means that the voice will only be present if love is present within the room. I know perhaps that this may act upon those of the scientific community thinking that purely and simply this form of mediumship could not possibly be scientifically tested, because you would have to have those bodies of people who are willing to subject themselves to it, and also to provide the loving energy that would be needed. And science always has to test theories that are devoid of anything to begin with. Otherwise, it would not be construed as a fully scientific experiment in physical terms. So we are aware of that, and we are always, of course, trying to reorder or reestablish the way in which science looks upon evidence from the spirit world. So it is to say then that, yes, loving energy needs to be present to enable those in the spirit world to make contact in this way. It is necessary because it is with this vibrancy of the energy produced through love that enables the different cellular structure and the extreme amounts of energy used and utilized by the spirit world to actually be able to mix these different concerns together. And it actually takes quite a long time of development in the physical sense on the part of the medium as well.
Mm. Yes, we can talk a little bit more about that. But can we hear about the independent voice now?
Yes, quite so. So an independent voice is someone, is a thing, a tool that is able to be used by the spirit world that is completely independent of the physical medium. In fact, it may well be that the physical medium does not actually have to be in a trance state in order for this materialization to come about. It may well be that the independent voice is not just a single voice, but that there are possibly very many of them. And this is why I'm saying that, you see, in truth, Leslie Flint was actually the most marvelous independent voice medium, because the voices were completely independent of his own self-state. Now, I know it is a matter of pedantics, of words, that many people in the physical state call this direct voice, because it is direct from the spirit world. But in truth of fact, it is an independent voice, because it is independent of the medium completely.
Yes, that's a good way of remembering it.
Yes. And so, if I may continue, in the situation of Leslie Flint, it meant that he did not need to be unconscious or even raise his conscious ability, quite simply because the spirit world were able to bring their own voices in spite of whatever he himself was able to produce. Once in, it still means that they are able to utilize the energy of ectoplasm, but that it is in a much more refined way, and that all that happens is that various different portals are opened within the area of the medium himself or herself, and that basically, because of the auric field of the medium, that these voices are able to be contained within quite a large area. It simply means that the energy of the medium and the spirit world are so finely tuned that there is no need for the medium to actually become incapacitated in any way through the trance state.
Yes, because going in the trance state, you're blowing more, you're going to the spirit world more, you're meeting halfway, as it were.
Yes, quite so. As you may well know, in the trance state, you will most probably have an out-of-body experience, if that is the true trance state that you are trying to engineer.
Yes.
And so it will be then that the medium in this case of independent voice will actually be possibly completely conscious, and will actually be able to talk back to the spirits who are making themselves known.
That's right, Leslie Flint. He used to have conversations. He used to join in, didn't he?
Yes, quite so. And there could be perhaps 7 or 8 other independent spirit voices completely at ease with the situation, having a good conversation, just as you would in any kind of physical walk of life.
And so that people that were there, their loved ones, would be speaking and the independent voice would be in the room, travelling, moving around the room.
Yes.
To be near whoever they were speaking to.
Yes,
possibly.
Quite so. Yes,
and then you
absolutely.
Would be able to talk back to your loved ones who are in the spirit world through...
Have a complete conversation.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So is this dangerous?
Not at all.
And this isn't light sensitive?
That is true. It can happen in any form of daylight.
Mm-hmm. But direct voice is light sensitive and is a bit more dangerous because of the connection with it actually still being attached to the body of the physical medium.
Yes, of course, dear friend. Now, it is to be sure that usually direct voice is something that occurs within the situations of physical mediumship, that is, where a physical medium is present to enable the cause of materialization in the room. Direct voice actually will mean that the presentation of the materialization will actually have a voice attached to it, being that the whole materialization is formed through the use of ectoplasm. And it really means then that as the ectoplasm, as the being who has been clothed in that ectoplasm, is able to walk around the room or float or glide or whatever that may be. I mean to say, it may not be that the physical apparition is actually able to fully materialize. It may just be half of them, you see.
Might not be necessary.
Well, quite so. And usually they try to conserve the energy as much as possible in order to bring a clarity of movement and a clarity of the voice, and so that the emotions are actually able to be transmitted from our side of life to your side.
So these scientists, and are they in the spirit world? Do they have they necessarily had a physical life, or are they sharing their knowledge between physical mediums?
Well, yes. Very often they are. It is true to say. For example, even though it may take a physical medium themselves many years of development, it may well be that it is also necessary to take that time for the development purely and simply because everyone is different, and in the physical sense as well as the spirit sense. It may well be that those in the spirit world who are of scientific community, who are joined with that practice, it may well be that they actually have to change and alter the copy, if you like, the way in which the model is formed. And so, because it will vary from one medium to another, some mediums vibrate at a completely different rate or intensity. I mean to say, just because a person is a medium does not mean to say that they are necessarily a good or wholesome being.
No.
And I mean this most sincerely, that just because a person is a reputable being as a medium does not mean to say that every decision or judgment that they make will always be perfect. Because in physical life, it is the fact of having that life. It is part of that course and journey for all beings to become more present or more aware within their journey as spirit or as a physical being.
Yes, well, you say it takes years to develop. I mean, it literally can take. I mean, what's the average sort of, what has been? You can only really go in the past. Average time.
Well, my dear friend, it really does depend on many different factors. Now, it may well be that even though a person, a medium, begins developing their physical mediumship and is aware of that development at one stage of their life, it may well be that that development has taken place from the point of birth. And so one cannot readily say that a particular person will actually only take or only appear to take perhaps just a few months.
Yes, I see what you're saying.
You see, and suddenly the development is there, whereas in actual fact, this has been something that has been ongoing within their physical life ever since they were born.
Mm. Yes, but normally, and obviously, there's because you're not likely to know that you're a physical medium unless you come upon a pathway and you get maybe told by other mediums, maybe.
Yes, quite
or,
so.
Or something like that, and you start developing and that starts happening, you're not likely to know because it's not very common, is it?
That is true. And of course, being that it is to do with light-sensitive structures, it means that there is going to be an element of danger involved within it.
And not everybody would want to do it, even if they found out they were.
Exactly so, which is very much the reason of why there are so few at present on your physical side of life.
Mm.
Of course, this will vary depending upon the country concerned and depending upon how exactly the forces of nature, if you like, are at variance or at odds with the way in which the community itself has manipulated different energies in that place.
Mm.
So you can see that there are many different possibilities, many variables that occur. Now, it is most certain that many people who become physical mediums will perhaps take some 10 or maybe even 15 years to develop that gift. And it will depend upon the consistency of the development, whether it is a constant thing that occurs week in, week out, or whether it is something that is staggered because of life's interludes that come along and that are obstructive in some way to that development.
Yes, and also, I mean, it's having who you've got around you as well. You know, sympathetic people to the development. I mean, it's not every, most people think that of this as being something in past history, don't they? Because it
yes.
used to be more common in the old days.
Yes, of course. And unfortunately, many books of history or those of knowledge of these kinds of events simply point to it as being a complete fabrication just because it is no longer practiced, or so they think. However, of course, it is practiced still at this time, at this present juncture of the journey of humanity.
Now, Leslie Flint, like we keep talking about Leslie Flint because he was one of the greats, and he was actually tested, I mean, really tested, wasn't he? He was tested in America and all over
yes.
the place.
Yes.
Quite rigorously.
Yes, absolutely so. He was one of the few to be tested in that way. In particular, he was, as I understand it, gagged and bound. He was even thrown into a lead-lined box. But still, the voices continued outside of that area, outside of the box, of the many constraints that he was put through. And this was actually something that was organically tested at the university in question. Yes.
I mean, I'm sure that the people, I mean, people, some people would wonder, well, why physical mediumship when we have all the other types? But it's just, it has something special. I can imagine the joy, the excitement from somebody in the spirit world, a loved one, being able to, apart from the reciprocal joy of this side, but of them being able to actually talk to somebody, their loved one, on the physical plane again like that.
Yes, absolutely, of course, using their own voice, not having to use the mind of the medium as an intermediary, not having to display things and actually have them misinterpreted by the medium, because that, of course, is a foible of any form of mental mediumship that you may have in physical life, that, unfortunately, you are relying completely upon the development status of the medium in question and whether they are able to accurately depict and relay those messages or word for word those items or actually paint the correct scene that they see in front of them.
Yes.
And that is, I suppose, the problem. It nevertheless does not diminish the ability of mental mediumship to bring good and accurate descriptions and knowledge from our side of life. It merely means, however, that this knowledge may well be tainted by the mind of the medium, him or herself.
I mean, what can you describe what sort of what happens behind the scenes when something like the independent voice and the direct voice is going on in the spirit world? What happens? Do they line up? Do they? I mean, you've got the scientists, you've got the loved ones there.
Yes. Well, basically, dear friend, as I say, they have to, more often than not, they will have to either put their heads into a kind of a cone, if it is for direct voice, or perhaps they will... this voice will then be transmitted through a trumpet or through some other kind of device. It may well be, of course, that with the form of independent voice, that they are actually able to have and utilize their own voice box. It may be, you see, that the medium has developed, along with the scientific team, that they have been able to do several independent voice boxes that can be used simultaneously by those on our side of life. And quite simply, because of the energy created within the room through the effects of the close proximity between the spirit world and the physical world, it merely means that they are able to, with their great joy and the abundance of that energy of joy, they are able to utilize that form of actual physical representation in a physical way.
It's almost like talking into a black hole or something.
Yes, quite so. As I say, or into a cup.
So do they have to train previously?
Yes, my dear friend. They have to be shown how to use such a device. As it is, within all forms of physical communication between the spirit world and your side of life. In fact, even to do with any form of mental mediumship communication, they actually have to be shown how to utilize the thoughts of the mind in that case and how to project those thoughts into either a pictorial instance that they relay or that, or in ways of words that they transmit.
So for a direct voice medium or an independent voice medium, is there anything that they need to do, especially eat or behave or how they feel their life? Is there anything different about them that they should be aware of?
Well, my dear friend, to date, we have not actually noticed that any particular mediums bearing these gifts are actually mindful, perhaps, of eating specific foods or even mindful of using alcohol or smoking cigarettes. It may well be that the mind of the medium is such and the determination to live their own lives is such that they will just continue to use whatever habits it is that they have picked up and adopted in their physical life. As I say, being a physical medium does not mean that a person is going to be necessarily adopt a high and mighty principle, you see? That is not a slight upon them, of course. they are quite entitled to have their own life structure, whatever that is.
Mm.
And we are not saying here that, you see, we are, I stop here because quite simply many people see that their spirituality is their absolute structure of intent, if you like, that they must always try to look and observe their ascended status or try to improve upon the thoughts of the mind and the actions of the physical state. And I am quite aware that this is the precept that most people on your side of life who have a spiritual inclination would want to walk that way, would wish to journey that way of their upper house of spirituality, their raising of their consciousness. What I am saying is that sometimes in the sense of a physical medium, they may not necessarily do that. It does not define whether a medium is a particularly good medium or not. What defines it is, in this instance, is their actual ability, their cellular structure ability, to be able to blend well enough with the spirit world in order that the spirit world may utilize this cellular structure to be able to clothe themselves, or as we are seeing here, to be able to speak with their own voices.
So how common is, a physical medium?
A physical medium exists one in every million, dear friend.
That's not a lot, is it? And if you don't, so you could maybe go throughout all your life not knowing that fact.
Quite so. It is not something that is, of course, thrust upon an individual. It will be something of their own mind and makeup. It may not be that they are anywhere near observing such things as they would wish to become a physical medium.
Mm.
Or a medium of any kind.
Yes.
It may well be that their religious understanding does not accept it or allow it, as most do not.
Well, of course, yes. But once they decide that, or find out that they are, then normally you get together with other people, like-minded people, and form a physical development circle.
Yes.
And in which there has to be an abundance of, and no doubt other important criteria.
Yes, and of course this, as you can say readily, is something that may well fail every now and then, purely and simply because of the enactment of life, the way in which people have a part to play in their own lives, and that things of life may come at you very quickly, and as such you may have difficulty coping with some distressing situations that arrive. You cannot help it because you are physical beings, and emotionally you will always be a party to that. You will display that because you cannot help it. And why should you not?
Mm. So presumably if you need, if you don't necessarily need other people for independent voice, you can develop that on your own.
Quite possibly so.
With the spirit world.
Yes, it will, of course, entirely depend upon the ability of the spirit world to be able to bring that about.
Hmm. But going back to the circle,
yes.
The physical mediumship circle, it basically the members in it, though, must have a wish to serve and have love and a lot of patience and dedication.
Yes,
mustn't they?
Absolutely so, because as you say, this is something that can take years of physical development.
Mm. And hopefully one day we will be able to see this sort of thing as a more common occurrence, rather than at the minute it's who you know, isn't it? You need to be in the know of where it's going to be because of its dangers.
Yes, absolutely so, of course.
So,
in the current climate, it is most difficult to be able to perform, to bring about such physical seances, simply and purely because there are so many antagonisms about different religious
indoctrinations that actually are very hostile towards such a state of mind and improvement in the relationship between the spirit world and physical reality.
Now, I've been at a physical seance where the voice speaking has been a child, and then it's actually changed. And they've done it on purpose. They've said that they were going to do it.
Yes.
And the voice has grown up into a man.
Yes. How is this possible?
Yeah, how is that possible?
Well, my dear friend, quite simply, what happens in the spirit world is that a person may present themselves using their cellular memory in whatever way that they wish to present themselves. So they may feel childlike, and so they will adopt cellular structure of their own self-state in that way. It means then, yes, they will have a child's voice, and that they may well, if the love energy is available during the seance circle, that it will be that because of that love, the individual will be able to actually grow the cellular structure in real time, in physical state. And right before your eyes, that is something that if you were looking at them, they would grow from a child into a full-grown human being in just a matter of seconds, and actually change their voice in that structure as well, because that is also a part of the cellular memory that is brought with the spirit at the point of passing. And that is how the cellular structure is able to be made different in the physical reality, and also how, using that same signatory of memory, that we are able to do so in the spirit world when we wish to present ourselves to one another.
Mm. And what about when you hear people hearing voices from the spirit world, just anyway, willy-nilly? That is a different thing.
Yes, my dear friend. That is quite simply, actually, it is usually the independent voice that is utilized by the spirit team. It is usually something that is brought on purely and simply because the need and the urgency of communication is so very important. This will not be something that is brought about because the person is necessarily mediumistic who is being visited by the apparition.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
But it's something that is actually created by the spirit world because the need is there. And so, yes, it may well be that the person may shake their heads in physical life and say, I was just dreaming it. But in actual fact, situations may occur where different structures are maintained and ordered within the actual presence so that the spirit presence may actually have and form words of their own type and form.
So, to recap, we've got independent voice, which is independent of the medium, but there is a physical medium that needs to be there. We have direct voice, which is a voice box that sits on the shoulder,
yes,
attached to the ear and the nose, but that it can also extend out into the room and attach to a trumpet.
Yes.
Which is a conical shape. It's almost like a witch's hat, isn't it?
Yes.
And in a seance room, we put luminous paint on it so that people can see it moving around.
Yes, and it will actually physically move around the room because of the ectoplasmic rods that are attached to it.
And they will be attached to the solar plexus of the medium?
Yes, quite possibly. Or some other part of the physical state.
Mm.
It may well be that the ectoplasm is merely issuing from the mouth and nose of the medium and forms a kind of a bowl effect on the lap of the medium, and then the rods are protruded out from that, you see?
Mm-hmm. Yes, go on, sorry.
No,
I was just going to say that this is fascinating, and it's people, we'll expect to see something. And apart from the trumpet that you can see with the luminous strips, usually it's just the voices that you can hear, unless it's attached to some sort of materialization.
Yes, and as I said, dear friend, unless the ectoplasm is actually coated in chlorophyll or something like that, in order that a full light can be used in the sound condition. Otherwise, of course, as you say, it will be in complete darkness, and only the luminous strips will be present and available for you to see.
But the voices will come to you.
Yes, absolutely so.
And then you can speak back, and it will be proof of your conversation and the sound of the voice, obviously, as well.
Yes, absolutely so. Not a trick of the mind, not a play upon the emotions of those who are present, but something that is actually real.
Well, it's been lovely once again.
Very well.
I think we've almost run out of time.
Yes, very well, Fred. With absolute love, as always, we are as honourable as ever, walking upon our journey, extending our love outwards, ever outwards, to those of you who wish to have an open mind and inquire as to the knowledge that may exist throughout the universe. Good day.
Thank you, Gregory. Good day. Well, it's been absolutely fascinating once again. We've run out of time. I'd like to just tell you once again about our books. They are The Spirit Within, Spirit Walks with Gregory, The Soul Group, Its Meaning, Magic and Imagery, and Journeys of the Inner Songbird. And our books are available at shops and on Amazon.com, as well as our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. Well, we hope you've enjoyed the show, and thank you so much for listening. And do join us next time. But until then, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.